Hi, all. This is Day and Aries with Windchill Time. Thanks for tuning in again. Today is Thursday, October 10th, 2019, approximately 4 p.m.
Woohoo! Hi, everybody.
So, what is Windchill Time? How about I read what Windchill Time is?
I don't want to hear when you read it. Can I read it?
You want
to
read it?
Welcome to Windchill Time, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. This podcast is a non-technical, fun, informative way to learn about Bitcoin, blockchains, and digital assets for parents and busy working folks who are curious about these technologies. Day and myself and our guests talk about these evolutionary systems of money and what they touch in all of our lives. Because what part of your life does money not touch?
Very good.
This podcast is not financial advice, and your reactions are your total and complete and absolute responsibility, y'all.
I think I'm kind of liking the whole self-responsibility aspect about being a libertarian.
Sounds like a very libertarian thing to say. Self-responsibility? Yeah. I'm responsible for myself. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You're responsible for everything that you do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a new concept.
All right. So my name is Day, and I used to be a sales engineer working on wide area networks for very large companies, creating their own private networks all around the world and inside the United States of America. And then Ari here.
Hi, I'm chair of the Cascadia Blockchain Council, powered by the WTIA, which is the Washington Technology Industry Association. It is the largest technology industry association in the United States, powering over 1,100 member companies between Portland all the way up to Vancouver, BC. Blockchain Council, we provide one collective voice as we work with policymakers, investors, and innovators to pave the way to this new future.
Thank you very much for that awesome introduction of yourself.
So, Day, how are you doing?
You know, my back, so this coming Saturday is going to be the two-week age of my college football injury, and I think I'm feeling pretty darn good.
You mean the college football injury where you, like, fell down on top of some bleacher chairs and busted your back with raining nachos falling over everybody everywhere?
And nacho cheese sauce and jalapenos. Yes, that college football injury of mine.
So
I'm feeling pretty good. I think it's, in a strange paradoxical way, I think it's good to have a very hard reminder of your mortality. It's called memento mori. There used to be a guy who used to follow Caesar through the streets when everybody in the whole city and country was praising him, telling him memento mori, reminding him, hey, dude, you're going to die someday.
You're not
just repeating that someday. You're going to, yeah, you're going to die. You're going to die. You're just a dude. You're human. You're going to die. You're going to die.
Keeping him grounded.
And so this injury, although it was extremely painful and unpleasant, it's kind of reminded me that my time is short. I want to make it as valuable and as fruitful for myself and for you and our kids and all of our constituents and other stakeholders, to
humanity,
use corporate speak, around us, because we have... we have a limited time, and we want to make the most of it that we can. Yeah, yep. So I'm feeling pretty good. Thank you for asking. And how are you?
I'm feeling good. A little bit anxious, you know, about the state of another big change that's about to happen in our lives starting tonight.
So, that's right.
Yeah.
So this will be coming out on Friday, the 11th of October, but tonight on October 10th,
yeah, we're getting
a new family member.
Yep, we have an adult family member that we're adopting for at least a year, coming and joining us from Turkey today. And she'll be living with us and helping with childcare. I think the technical term is au pair. So we're very, very thankful and lucky to have found a wonderful woman to help us with this and become a part of our family. But it's also kind of anxious because, you know, I'm thinking about her point of view. You know, she's never left her home country. She's never been to the United States. And here she is flying in right now, coming to a Korean American household. We tend to favor Asian food. I'm kind of worried, you know, like, how's this all going to happen? I tried to make, you know, nice little signs for her. I'm going to take her to the Turkish grocery store tomorrow morning.
And who even knew there was a Turkish grocery store in Seattle, too? That's just... amazing to me.
And I even created a Turkish help group so that I could ask Turkish questions to her and, you know, this other, you know, Facebook group of Turkish people that I found who are going to help us along this journey. So thank you.
Maybe we can actually get Meltem to reply to us on Twitter if we have a Turkish au pair now. We'll get her to write out a whole bunch of stuff in Turkish and then send it to Meltem. And then maybe she'll finally acknowledge us. Just kidding, Meltem, if you're out there.
Yeah, but I'm also excited because we get to have like Mediterranean food, authentic, and we'll get to learn about Turkish breakfast because I heard Turkish breakfast is really, really important to their culture. So I'm really excited about that. She's really into yoga. So I think she'll have a really positive impact on our family. So a little bit of anxious and a little bit of excitement.
So I was talking to Matt Case about the fact that we're getting an au pair, and his immediate reaction was like, oh my God, you guys are so bougie. And the thing is, so here's the thing.
What?
And it does sound super bougie. It does sound super like, you know, I don't know. It just sounds very uppity and all that
stuff.
We
are really privileged, though, in the grand scheme of things.
We are privileged. Yeah. But here's the deal.
Yeah.
For everyone in the world, they should know that if we had our little one, our 5-month-old, 6-month-old right now, if we had him in daycare, it would cost more to have him in an American daycare here in the Washington, Western Washington area than it does to have an au pair for a year. So on a monthly basis, all in for 1 year to have an au pair, it costs less than it costs for full-time Monday through Friday daycare for basically a newborn.
Yeah, and that's crazy, isn't it? But, you know, as a family, you have to be willing to have someone, not your blood relative, live with you, have
there
access
are trade-offs.
To your full home. There are trade-offs, but hopefully what I've heard is, you know, when it's good, it's a really, really good and really positive impact on the family. And so I'm going to be hoping for a positive impact on the family.
Lots of hopes for positive impacts. Exactly. Yeah. So can we transition into events?
Yeah.
Okay.
We just had the October 4th event at Dragon Chain, their 2-year anniversary. So congratulations again. The event went really, really splendidly. Coming up next, we have October 22nd. The Why is Bitcoin webinar hosted by CoinMe's Brian Belden and Brent Lyman. They'll be talking about the world of what's coming up in Q4 and then, you know, the outlook for the cryptocurrency, be available for any questions that you may have. So I really recommend anyone to join it. Shortly after, we'll have Rolando, part of the CoinMe team, do a Spanish version of the webinar on why is Bitcoin important. So I'm really excited about that because we really need to be multicultural, and you know, Spanish is a very big community that's having some really good experiences because of Bitcoin in their different, you know, nation states and countries.
I don't know that the Mexican peso has had a stellar history of currency valuation in the world stage. Mexico also has one of the highest amounts of U.S. dollar remittances being sent south too.
Yeah. And actually, if you look at CoinMe has created a lot of the infrastructure to be the future of crypto banking. And so, you know, yes, they have the ATMs, which are a great on-ramp for cash to Bitcoin. But they also have compared to Merrill Lynch. So they have like Merrill Lynch private client advisory services and a whole host of different products that they have available to their clients. And a big user of these services is the Spanish community. And then shortly after that, we have Vegas Blockchain Week. So, you know, Money 2020, Coin Agenda Global, Litecoin Summit, WCC, a whole host of wonderful events will be happening in Vegas. And
Justin Wu is going to be down there.
Yeah.
Matt Case is going to be down there. Mike Hansen too. Okay, awesome.
I think
there's
going
to be a whole
There's going to be
a whole contingency of Seattle folks down there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, should be really, really epic times.
Really excited about that. And then I believe Jonathan G. Blanco will be hosting his TF Blockchain number 4.
Yes.
November
3 previous
14th.
Ones are sold out. November 14th here in Seattle.
Yeah.
And so Aaron and I will definitely be there.
Yeah, and I believe he does all of this on his own dime in a lot of ways. And so he really encourages and asks participants to buy tickets early. So that helps him help us all. So shout out to
Jonathan. I should
be
seeing him tonight.
Blanco.
So, all right. Awesome.
Satoshi
Is that all the
math
events?
Time.
Well, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Satoshi math. So did the math a little while ago. And
what's
we'll do
at?
This one really fast.
Yeah.
Bitcoin's at 85.87.
Oh, it went up.
And that means $8,587. That means you get 11,645 Satoshis.
Woohoo.
And you had a really good idea that every once in a while when we're looking at the price of Bitcoin, which for me is a little bit fanatical and obsessive. Mm-hmm. We could take a screenshot and then tweet that out from our Windchill Time handle on Twitter and do a quick Satoshi math.
Yeah.
I think that will generally help people who are still out there. And there's a lot of them who are curious about how to understand Satoshis. The smallest unit of a Bitcoin, which is 1/100,000,000th of a Bitcoin. It's 8 decimal places. Yeah. And so when you do it more and more, it gets easier and easier. It really, really does. Don't want that to be an intimidating reason why people don't learn more about Bitcoin.
Before we do Dom's disclosures and disclaimers, quick shout out to our sponsors. CoinMe, as we mentioned, best on-ramp cash to Bitcoin. They have their ATMs and a host of Merrill Lynch private client services. Would really recommend you get them. Yeah, Merrill Lynch
private client services.
Yeah, yeah, it's really cool. Another sponsor is FreshChalk, FreshChalk.com. It's your best friend's recommendations engine. And again, the WTIA, the Washington Technology Industry Association, powering over 1,100 different technology companies in our local region, offering services like 401k and health benefits, recruiting benefits, and then also policy making, lobbying, regulatory support.
And so we were also going to be trying to use the Cash App. Mm-hmm. So this is Jack Dorsey of Twitter and Square and Cash App. Mm-hmm. And so we were going to try to use the Cash App as a means of giving a benefit to new users into the Cash App and then ourselves too, so that we can buy lunch.
Well, basically,
or,
if you sign
really
up
expensive coffee
for the Cash App, use our referral code, which is going to be in the show notes of every episode. We get $5 and also you get $5.
But there's actually more friction to that. You have to hook up a checking account. You have to hook up a bank account.
Oh, you have to
and
sign up.
And then you also have to send some money. So it's not just signing up, not just putting in our referral code. You also have to connect a bank account and you also have to send some money before anybody gets any sort of benefit.
That's a lot of
friction. And it has to be done within 2 weeks.
Ooh, that's a lot of friction.
So I'm kind of thinking we're going to move away from that. And I'm kind of thinking we're going to move to the Sats app.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a native Satoshi only. There's no dollars or anything like that in there. And it's done by Casa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who was a title sponsor to the Bitcoin Is conference in LA on September 1st
we
went to.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm figuring out, and I'm going to work with you maybe on how we can get a nice referral code and make it super easy. I always like super easy when it comes to consumer-based stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so I think we'll maybe transition to that.
Shout out to Michael Haley, who gave us the first experience with the Sats app, and also Brian Lockhart in the local Washington State, who is part of the Casa team. So,
yes, exactly.
Shout out. Woohoo.
Yep, yep. Hi, guys, if you're listening. So for the main topic we're going to go into, I think what I'd like to do is maybe just talk a little bit about the NBA drama that's going on these days. Are you familiar with what's going on with the NBA?
No clue.
Okay, so a lot of people are seeing what's going on right now, and so we'll talk about that, and I can kind of pose to you what I've been seeing.
Okay.
Very high level. We'll keep it high level, pretty light. And then we'll also talk about our interview with Leo yesterday,
quick,
because I think what I'm going to do is snackerize, and that's another topic, snackerize his long interview and just post up maybe a few little snippets for the Friday, October 11th show.
Okay.
Before we do the full-blown, massive, hour and a half, two-hour, show.
We did that same thing with Marquisco. We snackerized Marquisco, actually, little snippets. We talked about it.
I was able to do one snippet. I'm still trying to converge on one software package to be able to continually for a long time create the little video audio snippets to be able to share. And so we'll talk about those and then
some high level tech community updates and then I guess we can keep it a short episode.
Yes, I believe so.
Great.
Relatively short. All right, so we'll go ahead and roll Dom and then we'll go into the main segment. Thanks, y'all.
Hi, y'all. This is Dom from CoinMe, or you might know me from The Blockchain Minute, your daily show for the most important story on the blockchain. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guest or its host is to be taken as financial advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either the Security and Exchange Commission of the United States of America or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that the hosts, Ari and Day, and their guests are not financial advisors of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn or zombie or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of this known universe are purely ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion that may be found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Thanks to Dom for reading the disclosures disclaimer. So let's go ahead and jump into it. So this is the tweet that is causing major heartburn to a lot of people right now and involves a lot of political issues, a lot of big money issues. So it was either the GM or the owner of the Houston Rockets tweeted out in support of Hong Kong. Did you find the tweet?
Yeah. So
what do you say?
He tweeted it and then he swiftly deleted it, and it was an image captioned, quote, "Fight for freedom. Stand with Hong Kong."
Yeah. Short and to the point. And mm-hmm. So I just pulled up my phone just now, and there's a video tweet of a guy saying, "Rockets moray, go to heck." But it's not heck that the guy used. And then it says, "Rockets moray, NBA," and hashtags. And it's a video of him scraping off of his rear window of his car the Houston Rockets logo. So there's apparently a massive backlash against the NBA and especially the Houston Rockets, you know, about this tweet.
Yeah, so the result is, here are some headlines that have resulted. China Row threatens to upstage League's return to Japan. China smartphone maker Vivo says to suspend all cooperation with the NBA. China's Antasport says it will immediately halt contract renewal negotiations with an NBA. Video NBA under fire in China over GM's Hong Kong tweet. This is going to take a long time to repair.
Yeah, so it is a major, major PR disaster, because apparently he tweeted it, and then the NBA as an organization said that they weren't punishing him for saying that, mm-hmm. even though it's costing them probably
millions, a billion dollars
or so.
Millions, yeah.
But it also didn't, you know, it tried to walk in between supporting the message and then denying the message and then trying to keep the business in China. So it's like basically trying to please everybody, and it pleased nobody. And then so now it's just blown up even more.
And then for context, I think the Rockets, the NBA team that's in the heat of the fire right now, became really popular in 2002. This is like back in the day, there was a guy named Yao Ming, really, really tall Chinese guy. And so he amassed the following of Chinese and Chinese people and China specifically as a huge fan base. And then now, I guess NBA China launched in 2008 as a result. And today is worth more than $4 billion, according to Forbes. And so that is the impact of one oops tweet that has happened.
Well, I mean, and that's the issue, is like, should it be viewed really as an oops tweet, or should it be viewed as freedom of speech and someone being able to voice their opinions and say what they want to say in the world? And
yes.
It brings up a lot of questions.
However, you can't say anything you want in China, one, right? So that's that. And then two, you know, the U.S.-China relations have been, you know, a little bit heated, especially recently, right? So like in this article by Reuters, it says the controversy over Moray's initial tweet and the NBA's handling of it arrived at a particularly delicate time in the U.S.-China relations, which have soured as a result of the tit-for-tat tariffs imposed by the two sides on each other's imports.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so there's a lot of commentators, news, political, finance, business commentators on this subject. It is everywhere at this moment. So wanted to kind of just throw in our two sats about that. Again, it touches a whole lot of geopolitical, financial, international trade topics that very, very all sensitive and all encompassing at the moment.
Fascinating.
So yesterday we had an awesome time interviewing Leo. We had lunch with him.
Yes, and he ate the giant bowl, two giant bowls of Korean jjampong, which is like a Chinese-inspired dish. It's Chinese, it's spicy seafood with like
noodles,
big thick udon-like noodles in it. And so cooked this batch up for him, and he was
eating kimchi too.
Yeah, he was like downing the kimchi, and he was like eating these two giant bowls of this jjampong. And I even gave him this kitty, you know, the melon flavored juice box.
Oh, yeah,
I
saw you guys eating that.
He, like, sucked that down.
Well, it's all sugar with, like, melon flavoring.
Yes, it's delicious, though.
Yeah, it is delicious.
So we ate that. And then we came down and started talking about Defy Ventures and his journey. And just, I think my jaw was on the floor most of it. You were, like, laughing at me because I was just like, oh, my God, really? No way, remember?
So you and I, so that's the other event we didn't mention in the introduction, but
December,
so it's December 5.
Yeah.
And so apparently you and I are going to prison.
We're going to prison for 8 to 9 hours up in Monroe West Correctional Facility or something like that. I don't know the prison.
Anyway, it's in Monroe, Washington. It's really close to Seattle.
And it's a prison, and prisons are different than jails because jails are small, less than 1 year, and county stuff, and prisons are state, federal stuff,
state
and
federal.
Bigger than 1 year, so big crimes being committed
for that,
apparently.
I think there's a lot of unknowns and misconceptions and ignorance, you know. I mean, like, not like malevolent ignorance, but
people just
don't know about that world. And so he dispelled a lot of the unknowns and misconceptions with us.
Yeah.
I got a ton of work to do to make the podcast available.
Snacks.
And so what I'm going to do as soon as Ari and I get done right here is play a few of the outtakes that are easily snackable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I might even put those out early.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm going to do exactly yet. But anyway, so that gets into our next topic here, unless you have something else you wanted to mention about the Leo show interview yesterday.
No. It was a very, very, very eye-opening and educational. So I really look forward to being able to share it with everybody that listens and have you go on the journey with us as we also visit Defy Ventures up in Monroe on December 5th.
Exactly. So if there's any interest within the next 1 week,
yeah, if you'd like
to
come.
If you want to go and experience this astonishing journey experience of going into a prison, please reach out to, we'll make it easy, reach out to Ari. And then
any
she
one
will,
of us, yeah.
Yeah.
Any one of our channels. I mean, we're online all the time.
Very,
so just
very
reach
public.
Out and we'd love to have you and be part of this experience.
Okay. On to the topic of snackarizing. So we've been sticking to a really good tight schedule of Tuesday, Friday publications.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we want to try, and I think we're getting to a really good level of listens and downloads.
Yay.
And so thank you, all of you guys, for listening. And so what I'd like to do now is figure out a way, and Aaron and I are going to do some more experimenting on this, about how to put it into a lot more easily digestible pieces of content.
Making it easier for you to consume all of this great information that we're getting from our guests and the time being put into this podcast, so that you can get the basic gist of the information coming up in 15 to 20 minutes, maybe ideally, and then, you know.
Or even like 30 seconds in 1 minute.
Oh,
if it's
even
a nice
faster.
Little audio clip. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And then, you know, once you decide that you want to commit, you know, the hour or more to a full episode with a guest, that'll give you a good entree to know what you're expecting.
Because you and I are going for a much, much, much wider audience than like the fanatical audiences that listen to the 1 hour and 2 hour long podcasts that are done in this space of Bitcoin, blockchains, and crypto assets.
By Charlie Trem, by like Laura
and those are awesome. I'm not discounting those at all. Those are really, really amazing shows. But it takes a big time commitment and getting through these really long episodes. Whereas I think that most of the content nowadays is much more easily digestible when it's really small and short and kind of gives you a punch, like gives you an emotional punch. Providing more of those, I think, is better. And then when you are finally ready to consume the larger episode, I'm going to have that available anyway.
Yeah,
so,
I do love the episodes when driving back and forth. So
Yeah. Especially for people when you're doing an activity that takes a long time.
Yeah.
Long form podcasts like that, I think, are really great because it literally puts you into the room with us during the interview.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. So I'll go ahead and play some of the clips here for Leo to kind of just preview. And then we'll go ahead and close it out. So
awesome.
Thanks for listening, you guys. Enjoy the little clips.
And thank you for your time and support. I just talked to a person today. He said he has listened to every single one of our episodes. And I was just floored and very humbled and astonished. So
thank you, whoever you are.
Keep listening. Please share with us any feedback that you may have. In the meantime, rate, review, subscribe, and share. That helps us to continue to share these stories, do the work that we do, and do it the twice a week schedule that we do, Tuesdays and Fridays. Together we rise. Thank you.
Be nice to each other, y'all. Thanks. So there was a story in popular culture that came out about this guy in Korea. I think he's like an office worker out there who purposely committed a crime so that he would be arrested, sent to jail. And it was because he wanted to get out of the rat race. He wanted to get out of the working 18 hours a day, you know, just in that perpetual motion of being the little squirrel hamster in the wheel and just couldn't stand his life. So it's like, I'll just do a petty crime and I'm just going to go to jail for like, you know, a week or two or a month. I don't care. But it's like, it's actually more peaceful in there.
Did he get there?
It's like, well, the whole story was like, yeah, that he did it and went to prison and everything. Yeah. And so I'll have to find that article and share the notes. But
for those of the outtakes, you know, I encourage you to go and talk to my guys before you do that in
the
United States.
Don't do that in the States, yeah.
I think Korea might be a little nicer. Right. But who knows? But I don't know anybody who is in prison who wants to go back.
Yeah. Right, right.
But what's interesting is what I say to the guys inside is that they're looking for the outside. They're looking for the time, right? I say, don't. There's nothing out there that's not here. It's not about the money or the freedom. I mean, all of that is nice. I don't deny it. But it's how you live your life. You still have the 24 hours. One of our graduates, her name is Ruth. She's a transgender inmate. She also has a blog. I'll find out exactly what it is. We'll post it. She spoke at our last event, and she said that when she came in, one of her mentors pulled her aside and said that prison can be a womb or a tomb. And if you do not choose, it will be chosen for you. It's already chosen for you.
Well, not making a choice is a choice.
That's right. If you don't choose, it will be made for you.
Exactly.
So she decided to make it a womb, to be born again, to transform her life. And it took her a long time. And now she is one of those beacons of hope that, you know, people you would never otherwise think of ever associating with somebody like that because of their belief systems. She transformed their lives.
I often think about also, so we're Korean, Ari and I, and you know, our family lineage actually touches back into North Korea. When I think about the plight of the average citizen in North Korea, from the outside looking in, it looks like an utter total nightmare because there's famine, there's a totalitarian, authoritarian regime, there's, you know, the threat of violence, all that kind of stuff. Their infrastructure is not up to date at all. There's no technology. There's hardly any sort of like commerce. You know, it just looks horrible.
I'm sorry, you're talking about prison or North Korea?
Exactly. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, you know, from looking from the outside in, it's this terrible existence. But funny enough, I bet you that a decent number of those people there actually believe that that is the right way to live. They've been brainwashed. And they think that that is actually the better way to be.
It might be.
Than to be a capitalist pig or
I was like that. Like I said, when I was upset at my parents, I was mad at my parents, I called them capitalists. So growing up in the Soviet Union. But I would tell you this, that even in the prison of North Korea, I would focus on a different breed of people. There are a breed of people there who already, they have the black market is alive and well in North Korea, just like it's alive and well in every prison. One of the superintendent of the prison where I go, she said last year, she said, Leo, I really like your program, but I really wish you wouldn't wear this shirt. I said, why? He said, well, because we are spending all our time trying to get these guys to stop hustling harder. And I said, well, I understand with all due respect, but on my way to your office, three people have asked me for the shirt. And they're all your officers. So the idea is that we have hustlers. We have people who want to make something out of nothing everywhere. And the more you press them down, those who want to, they will come out. And that's the coolest thing about prison. And that is people who show up in my room are already the cream. So like raise their rise to the top. If I go to a room like that in America, in any networking event or whatever, I have no idea who's been born with a silver spoon in their mouth or who is ready to defy the odds. Have no clue.
Right, right.
Right? And even if I just get a room full of formerly incarcerated individuals in the room, I still will have no clue. Right? Mm. But in prison is like an ultimate survivor. I can absolutely get people to see who's the best.
Defy the odds.
Defy the odds. All right.
The cream on the top.
Hey, y'all. This is Tatiana from New York City. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guests or its host is to be taken as financial or legal or psychological or dietary advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or a risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either the Securities and Exchange Commission or the Commodities Future Trading Commissions of the United States of America, or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening, you acknowledge that the hosts, Arian Day, and their guests are not financial advisors or legal scholars or psychologists or dietitians of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. There shall be no reliance by the listeners to the representations made in this podcast as being factual, fiduciary, or any other big vocabulary word that you can think of. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn or a zombie, or a robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of the known universe are purely ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion found in this podcast are your full responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. This podcast contains adult information. Discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like hot. Yeah.
Check 1, 2, 3. Lawrence likes to say sibilance. Sibilance.